For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump holds a campaign rally in Montana in support of that state's GOP candidates in the upcoming midterm election. During the rally, the president denounced the migrant caravans moving across Central America and Mexico towards the U.S. border.
This is the second caravan, which is made up of some very tough young people, criminals in some cases. They'll say, "Do you have proof?" "Yeah, I have proof." They threw stones in the police's face. They hurt Mexican police. They hurt Mexican military very badly.
President Trump is pushing back on criticism that he's focusing too much on immigration rhetoric during the closing days of the election season. He said he does also talk about economic gains, but said he can only go on 4 or 5 minutes about that. After that, he said, "What I do is talk about some of the problems." For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The community of Tallahassee, Florida, is mourning the death of at least two people and wounding of five others at a yoga studio. The suspect then killed himself, but Police Chief Michael DeLeo says he's proud of how everyone has rallied together.
But the fact is, if you look at the resiliency, the spirit, the fact that we had people fight this attacker to help save other people and prevent him from doing further harm, really, I think, speaks to the true spirit of Tallahassee.
One victim was shot nine times. Police identified the suspect as 40-year-old Scott Paul Burley, who had a history of arrests for grabbing women. So far, no motive for the shooting has been given. Former Hoosier coach Bobby Knight, during a campaign rally in Indiana, came up with a slogan for President Trump, similar to what Harry Truman had.
"And what I want you to say is very simply this: go get 'em, Donald."
Trump attended the rally Friday in Indianapolis. He largely focused on illegal immigration while campaigning for Senate candidate Mike Braun. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gusty winds and twisters continue to ravage the southeastern U.S. USA's Wendy King has more.
More than two dozen tornadoes ripped up parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. At least four of the tornadoes touched down in the Tampa area, causing major damage to many homes and businesses.
The man accused of sending explosive devices through the mail to prominent Democrats was in court on Friday. With details, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Cesar Sayak, the man accused of sending pipe bombs to high-profile Democrats, included shards of glass in several packages and also searched for the wife and kids of some of the folks who actually received the bombs. That's according to the feds. Sayak's attorney says all the evidence against him is circumstantial.
"Would you like to go to jail based on maybes? Would you like to be put in jail based on, well, we haven't certified a fingerprint. It may be there. That's all the paper says. The other stuff is fluff. There's no other evidence in there that connects him with this allegation."
Scientists have made an amazing discovery off the coast of California. More than 1,000 octopuses have gathered together to lay a cluster of white eggs. It's a federally protected area. According to the LA Times, scientists and educators were able to observe the cephalopods with their bodies tucked upside down into nooks with their tentacles inverted and covering the eggs from remotely operated vehicles aboard the Ocean Exploration Trust's Nautilus, a 211-foot vessel that's been charting previously unseen marine life and capturing it on a 24-hour live stream since June. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.